Welcome to the St. Ninian's Community Church podcast. It's Pamela here. Thanks for listening. Today I have chosen Luke chapter 5 verses 12 to 16 to share with you, and I'm reading from the New Living Translation. In one of the villages, Jesus met a man with an advanced case of leprosy. When the man saw Jesus, he bowed with his face to the ground, begging to be healed. "Lord," he said, "if you are willing, you can heal me and make me clean." Jesus reached out and touched him. "I am willing," he said, "be healed." And instantly the leprosy disappeared. Then Jesus instructed him not to tell anyone what had happened. He said, "Go to the priest and let him examine you. Take along the offering required in the law of Moses for those who have been healed of leprosy. This will be a public testimony that you have been cleansed." But despite Jesus' instruction, the report of his power spread even faster, and vast crowds came to hear him preach and to be healed of their diseases. But Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness for prayer. While I was looking into this passage, I found what I thought was an interesting point that I'd never considered before. The law of Moses, found in Leviticus, has rules around leprosy, and as mentioned in this passage, laws about what to do if you've been healed. In the Old Testament, there are three instances of leprosy being healed, all through the power of God. The first two were Moses and Miriam, but before God had given the people the laws. And the third was Naaman, who was not an Israelite and therefore didn't need to follow these laws. So the first time this particular law appears to have been used in the Bible is for this man. Was this the first time that the law for someone healed from leprosy was used? Was this a law that God had put in place in preparation for this day when Jesus would make the unclean clean? Jesus came to fulfill the law, and here is an occasion when he has done just that. It is interesting that many of the people Jesus healed and touched were those who were unclean according to the law. This man with leprosy, the woman who was bleeding, and even the dead. This is just a wee aside, but I love the fact that obscure passages from places such as Leviticus that we find hard to understand actually point to Jesus as the one who makes clean the unclean. Now, I want to spend a wee moment to think about this man who came to Jesus. The passage starts with, "In one of the villages, Jesus met a man with an advanced case of leprosy." The word leprosy is one of those words that could mean several things. It could be talking about the disease leprosy as we know it, but it was also used to describe many skin conditions. The fact it was described as advanced suggests to me that this man was probably suffering physically, possibly changed in his appearance, and that he would have been dealing with this for a long time. Having leprosy or any skin disease would have had big repercussions in those days, quite separate from any physical pain or discomfort that the person would be suffering from. These were diseases that took everything away from a person, and I want to look at a few of these things. The disease would have taken away his sense of community. This man would know all about self-isolation and social distancing in a big way. He may have been living with other people with similar ailments, but would have been separated from his friends and family, kept away from the community where he grew up, the place he lived and worked. As he went around, he had to announce his presence so people could avoid him. He would not have been touched by another person in a very long time. The disease would have taken away his sense of self, the things that made him him. He would have lost his livelihood, whatever work he had been doing to feed himself and his family would be no more. He would have lost his home and possessions as he would have had to move away. He would have lost his status within his community, his role as son or father or husband. His appearance may have been changed by the illness, and as well as that, the law also required him to rip his clothes and keep his hair a mess so he'd not even have looked like himself. The disease would have taken away his dignity. He would have had to face the stigma and shame that such an illness brought. We know that people are pretty horrible to those who are different. He would have had abuse hurled at him, been called names, perhaps had things thrown at him, and people avoiding him at all costs. In those days, he would have been seen as unclean. Indeed, he would have had to call out those words to let people know he was there. When you read through the laws in Leviticus, it actually becomes clear that there were different ways to be unclean. Having a skin disease did not mean that you had done something wrong or sinned in some way. But for many, this would have been the association made, and so a judgment on the person's very character would have been made whether it was true or not. Lastly, the disease would have taken him away from the very presence of God. He would not have been able to offer sacrifices or enter the temple or synagogues to worship God or seek repentance. There is no way any priests or rabbis would have dared approach him. In a very real way, he would have felt separated from God. Some of these things seem a bit strange to us, but would have been perfectly normal and understood in that culture. And in some places today, there are still people facing these issues. Even in our time and culture, we can see that the way people are treated is not always so very different. And many of these issues are still faced by many people. Are there ways that you can relate to this man? For me, at the moment, I feel I can relate to the idea of who I am being taken away. As I'm not really tutoring or doing my volunteering or many of the things that are part of who I am. And looking to the future, I imagine it will be a long time before these things go back to normal. I am missing my family and big cuddles from Lily and Matthias. When I was looking at this same story in Mark with the kids, it struck me the huge contrast of this man with Jesus. Jesus, who was surrounded by people, who had friends with him at all times, who was at the heart of a new community. Jesus, who had been affirmed by God, who knew exactly who he was and was carrying out the work given to him, and had a very good sense of self. Jesus, who people were amazed at and willing to leave everything for, who was full of dignity in everything he did. And Jesus, who was with God and was God. In this passage, we see the meeting of these two contrasts. But there's another side to the man with leprosy. He had boldness. He probably shouldn't have been in the village at all, let alone approach Jesus. He had faith that Jesus could heal him. And he had a humbleness about him and bowed before Jesus. And Jesus did what Jesus does and responded to the man. The passage simply says in verse 13, Jesus reached out and touched him. I am willing, he said, be healed. In doing so, Jesus did what others would not. He acknowledged the man. He listened. He talked to him. And most amazingly, he touched him. Jesus, who was the ultimate clean person, touched this man and took his uncleanliness on himself so that the man could be clean. In this action, Jesus redeemed the man's whole life. He was healed from his physical suffering, but received so much more alongside it. The first thing he was asked to do was to go to the priest and make an offering. He was able to draw close to God once more. He would have been able to walk about with a new confidence without stigma and shame that had clung to him. He would have been able to regain his sense of self, to brush his hair and to go back to work. And he would have been able to return to his family and his community once more. As Jesus so often did with his miracles, he healed so much more than the man's skin. He gave him back his dignity, his family and community, his sense of who he was and the ability to worship and be with God. When we let Jesus into our lives, he also gives us so much more than we ever thought possible. Let's pray. Lord Jesus, thank you that you have made the clean the unclean. Thank you that you provide for us in more ways than we can ever imagine. That when you meet our needs, you don't just look at the outside, but our whole person. As we think in this passage, help us to remember who you are and what you have done for each one of us. To not become complacent, but filled with awe, wonder, and grateful hearts for all you have done. Help us to be like this man, to seek you, to come humbly and in faith, knowing that you are not only able, but are also willing to meet our needs and make us clean. In your precious name, Amen.